drought could maybe be all summer.
What about a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down?
Cloudburst or gully washer or raining cats and dogs.
What if there's thunder and lightning?
Electrical storm.
And if it's not heavy enough to be called a cloudburst, do you call it a
shower?
Huh?
A shower or a sprinkle or light rain.
What's the difference between a shower and a sprinkle?
A shower would be enough to get the sidewalks, you know, at least covered with wet. A sprinkle might just leave droplets of water and, you know, not even make the whole sidewalk wet or anything.
What about something that lasts for a long time? Just a sort of slow, steady rain.
Just a good rain.
What about a drizzle? Do you ever use that?
Yeah, it's drizzling or spitting rain.
What does a drizzle mean?
Just a, it's almost like just a real heavy dew or humidity, you know, it's almost like it's gotten so muggy that it's just dripping rain on you.
It's
not even a true rain almost, it's more like it's just 100% humidity or something like that.
Like the sprinkle, only not as big
a drop. Not as fast and not as over as fast, it just lasted longer.
How long is it? Drizzle
last? It might last, you know, for an hour or so. Sprinkle would probably just come up a few minutes and be gone.
And a shower?
Showers the same way, only more rain at one time.
What about real fine drops that you can hardly see?
Mist.
Okay. And if you get up in the morning and can't see across the road, you call that a
fog or ground fog.
Okay, and a day like that, you call it
real foggy day. Brandon says a froggy day, which is kind of accurate, really. There's a lot of frogs out down here in that kind of weather.
Yeah.